The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Everyone, so glad you could join us today on the Forever Young Radio Show. Our mission here has been the same for well over two decades, and that's always to inform and educate our listeners on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com, and there you can listen to past shows, read fantastic articles, and see our new videos on health.
Yeah, those videos are great, Dr. Stangler, and I'll tell you, I don't even know how you have time to see your patients and your practice, because I know you spend a lot of time with each patient. We have you working overtime preparing some of these articles and different videos for our listeners. So really appreciate that you do that for us.
Oh, thank you. Yep, we enjoy doing it, and I hope the listeners take advantage of that information.
Definitely. I think they have been. We've been hearing back from them. If it's your first time tuning in, my name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Stangler.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm really looking forward to our show. I think we're going to talk about a topic that seems to be affecting a lot of our good friends of the program, but also out there in our world. So we're going to focus our discussion on insomnia and sleep-related issues. And again, let's just be honest. Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. What do you say about that, Dr. Stangler?
Oh, yeah, it's a very common problem and so important, because there's no way someone can feel good, have their body regenerate, if they're not sleeping well. And it's really like a silent health crisis in America. Kelly, about up to 95% of Americans report having an episode of insomnia at some point in their life. And so what I see with patients, sleep problems are extremely common. And when patients come in and they have certain health diseases or conditions, one of the fundamental things we have to improve is their sleep, because there's no way their immune system can balance out, their hormones can balance out, their body can regenerate if the sleep is a problem.
Right. And then we're dragging all day long, and then we're doing things at night when we're not sleeping, whether it be, you know, maybe eating during the night, or, you know, maybe watching TV or being on our iPad, which is making us stay up even later, which we'll talk about. But have you found that there's a certain population that is more affected by insomnia itself, Dr. Stangler?
Yes. You know, the research has shown about 50% of the senior population have chronic insomnia. And that's, you know, compared to 25% of the general population. Now, for 10% of the general population, the insomnia is severe. And research shows that half of those diagnosed with insomnia have a cause not related to a psychiatric disorder.
I just look at health as a cascade effect. If you're thriving and you're doing well, things are going good. When you're deficient and things aren't going well and you're not sleeping or you're overly stressed, things start to happen. So what are some of the challenges that can arise for people experiencing these sleep-related issues?
Well, one of the fundamental ones we'll hear from patients and make sense is fatigue. Now, usually they'll tell you they wake up feeling tired. Most people with sleep problems, they wake up feeling tired. Other people, the fatigue may come on later in the day, so fatigue is huge. People prone to infection. When you're not sleeping well, your immune system isn't working properly, gets suppressed. We find hormonal issues can occur. People can have low libido. Men are more likely to have erectile dysfunction. We see other things, like studies show people have an increased risk of heart disease, for example. I mean, all the stress that occurs inflammatory-wise when we're not sleeping well, that can increase risk of things like heart disease. People can also be prone to issues such as headaches. And there's also weight gain. When people aren't sleeping well, they're not getting enough oxygen at night, that can slow their metabolism down. It can even lead to weight problems.
And we're all looking to avoid that. I mean, I know I could speak on my behalf that I'm not, you know, most people aren't looking to have that. But what about circadian rhythms? I know we're going to go to a break here in about a minute and a half. But what about people who feel tired all day and then all of a sudden become alive at night? Could it be an issue where their circadian rhythm is off?
Oh, without a doubt. We've learned a lot more about circadian rhythms in the last 10 years, and that would certainly be my suspicion. You know, if someone has a sleep cycle, like you mentioned, their circadian rhythm needs to be reset.
Right. And so, again, we're not talking to people who maybe work at jobs overnight or have a new baby in the house who is getting up every 2 hours. That is one thing. We can't do anything about that particular situation. Right, Dr. Stengler?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people have to do what they have to do. But, you know, they can still incorporate healthier lifestyles, healthier nutrients and diets, and that will help offset some of the effects of how their sleep patterns off due to work or, you know, raising children and all that.
Absolutely. And when we come back from the break, we're going to discuss more on this and really share with you some of the ins and outs of what people are dealing with, some of the roadblocks that can be getting in the way of preventing you from having a good night's sleep, or some of the things that could be triggering that. So make sure you stick around with us. We're going to share a lot on that today. Again, you can always go to our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. americasnaturaldoctor.com. Spend a little time on there. Not only can you listen to past shows, but you can read fantastic articles. We'll be right back with you right after the break. Welcome back, listeners. So grateful that you can join us on the program today as myself and America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler, are giving you the ins and outs of sleep-related issue. We've talked insomnia. We're going to continue our discussion on. And I'll tell you, Dr. Stengler, what I find interesting is that before the use of electric lighting, I think the average American got anywhere from 9 hours of sleep at night. Now the average is less than 7 hours and still going down. And I think the distractions of 24-hour shopping and entertainment have become more widespread. But you're a studies guy. Are there any studies out there showing that this could potentially be causing us an issue?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the studies, Kelly, really, they vary a bit. But most of them show, on average, most adults need about 8 hours of sleep a night. Now, some people just do the way they're designed. They may need more like 9 or 10. But 8 seems to be the magic number. Certainly, generally, not less than 7. We do know that children and teens need more sleep than adults do, which makes sense. You know, they're still growing and developing. That makes sense. Seniors often need more sleep, too. Or even getting naps, a short nap in the afternoon, can be very regenerative to the health of seniors. And so, yes, I mean, the average person in America probably is short at least an hour a night, and that will have detrimental effects over time for a lot of people.
Let's share some, you know, a few more common causes that can potentially lead to insomnia or some of these other sleep-related issues we're covering.
Oh, absolutely. Well, as we mentioned before, you know, stress is huge. People need to be exercising, using stress reduction techniques if they want to get their sleep under control. Anxiety, we talked to a lot of patients, their mind's just racing in the evening before bedtime. And again, through other stress reduction techniques, exercise, using certain supplements like GABA and theanine, we can calm the brain down so people can get into the sleep cycle. Depression, I mean, one of the symptoms of depression people should be aware of is insomnia. So we need to be aware of that. Certain medications can cause insomnia. Now, people know about caffeine if you're caffeine sensitive, but other things like decongestants, prednisone and certain steroids can cause insomnia too. We find some patients have breathing problems at night. They have different types of apnea where they're not getting in enough oxygen. They're not breathing right during the nighttime. That's a major problem we find with insomnia as well. So these are all different things which can contribute to insomnia. And so we got to really treat the root causes as to why someone has an issue.
Getting to sleep isn't always as easy as just turning out the light. I've never been that person. I was always that horrible child that your parents would put to bed 20 minutes later. I'm thirsty. You know, and it's just, I had fear of missing out. I think that was my issue when I was a child. But what do you say to that? Are there particular lights? Are there blue lights that could be causing an issue, which is keeping us up later than we should be?
Yeah, there's been a lot of research coming out in the last couple of years, how people are using electronic devices, phones and certain pads and looking at computers and e-readers. And you get these blue wavelengths. They're real heavy in blue wavelengths. And so it confuses the brain. Your brain thinks it's daytime when it's nighttime. And so when you're looking at these devices too much in the evening and before bedtime, you confuse your brain. It even disrupts the release of the sleep hormone melatonin. And so it throws off the whole circadian rhythm. And as a result, people just don't sleep well. So one of the fundamental things you'll see sleep doctors, and there's a whole category of sleep doctors now because insomnia is such a common problem. One of the fundamental things they'll do is you have people minimize or avoid light exposure in the evening, especially, you know, electronic-related lights. If you're going to be using a computer at night, you should use computer glasses, which reduce the blue wavelengths. And if you're going to read, just best to read just a book, a regular book at night. Try avoiding using the e-readers late at night. Use those earlier in the day.
And try to get off that late night reading unless you're reading articles at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Right, Dr. Sadler?
Sure.
Yeah, so that's just another thing. But another area that we've gotten questions on over the years, and this makes me so happy, Dr. Sadler, that you've joined us on Forever Young, because you're seeing things in practice. You're able, with 25 years of experience, to be able to help us with these questions. But let's talk restless leg syndrome. Man, I can't tell you how many people are disturbed in their night's sleep when they have that issue. Can you give us a little bit of information of really what it is and why this can happen to people?
Yeah, that's true. Well, restless leg syndrome, it's a disorder characterized by unusual or painful sensations in the legs. And a person usually has like an irresistible urge to move their legs. It's often brought on by rest, occurs more often in the evenings. And again, it can be obviously very disruptive, very irritating for people trying to fall asleep. Now, for some of these people, it's caused by low iron levels. There's also some research. Some of these people have poor circulation. And for some people, it's a neurotransmitter imbalance. So there's an imbalance with things like serotonin and some of the neurotransmitters in the brain. So you're getting abnormal messages through the nervous system.
And then I know we're going to dabble in this, and we'll probably come back and talk more over the break, because I think this is a very big issue, what's leading to it. But hormonal imbalances, this can really involve several different hormones. Again, whether you're male or female, what are you seeing with sleep disruption if there is some type of hormonal imbalance?
Yeah, we do see that quite a bit, especially in the menopausal women. So women like 40 to 55, let's say, their cycles have been changing. Maybe their cycles stop. Maybe they're starting to experience hot flashes, night sweats, things like that. Very common to develop insomnia. If you look at any medical textbook, insomnia will be listed as a symptom of menopause, and that's because you're getting a drop in the progesterone, you're getting a drop in the estrogen, and these hormones do actually affect the brain chemistry. So the neurotransmitters in the brain, like serotonin and others, which also affect the sleep cycle, they're not getting stimulated enough because of the drop in the hormones, and so that's why if we work with natural hormone balancing techniques, the sleep will normalize pretty quickly.
Yeah, and what are some of the balancing techniques that you use there at your offices at the Spangler Center for Integrative Health? Are you figuring out ways to get those levels properly figured out, whether it be with natural remedies and in horrible cases where people have maybe gotten themselves into a situation, do you do bioidentical?
Yeah, good point. You know, for women with milder symptoms, we'll use things like herbal extracts, things like black cohosh, maca root, or some other ones to balance women out. And there are studies showing they do help with insomnia related to menopause. Women need stronger treatments when their levels are showing low of progesterone and estrogen. We'll use those in the natural form, and that works a very high percent of the time. When you get in those bioidentical hormones in the evening, a very high percent of women, their insomnia will be relieved when we do that.
That's great. And what about some of the guys out there? I know a lot of them complain, hey, I'm not getting a good night's sleep or that deep REM sleep because I'm constantly having to get up to go to the restroom. Now, is that something that can be helped via a nutritional supplement, or is that going to take a little bit more in depth to try to get that figured out?
Yeah. Some of the men, we need to have them on prostate supplements, bladder supplements. They won't have to get up to urinate as much, so that can be very helpful. Other men with sleep problems, middle age, oftentimes they have testosterone deficiency. Or the men and women, we find if they have imbalance in their stress hormones, things like cortisol is not balanced. We use natural products to balance out their stress hormones, along with diet and exercise, and that will fix their sleep problem. That's treating more the root of why their brain's overstimulated in the evening.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you brought up, Dr. Sadler. And we're going to run out to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what could be potentially disrupting your sleep at night and ways that you can look into and maybe make some modifications or changes in your life. Again, go ahead and hit americasnaturaldoctor.com to learn more about the program. We'll be right back after the break.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. Learn more at zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the Forever Young Radio Show. I'm Kelly Capasola, being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. And again, talking all things sleep. If you get lost along the way, feel free to visit americasnaturaldoctor.com to get some additional information. Dr. Stengler, before we went out to the break, we were talking about maybe the frequency of having to get up many times during the night to use the restroom, how that could be messing with our sleep. But really what we forgot to talk about is, let's give people a little bit about what is REM sleep. Often they get that question, they see REM, but what does that stand for? And, you know, what are we looking to achieve from REM sleep?
Yeah, there's different stages of sleep called REM sleep. They call it rapid eye movement. And that's where people get the regenerative type of sleep. So there's different stages of sleep. And to really feel good, to get a regenerative sleep, we've got to go through these different cycles, if you will. And there's fancy lab testing that can be done where people are in sleep labs and you can see by the brain waves and things like that if people are going through these different stages of sleep.
Great point. And that leads me to my next. You know, I'm all things thyroid. I ask you everything I potentially can when it comes to thyroid and thyroid conditions. But how could our thyroid maybe being off, or us having a hypo or hyper thyroid situation, can that potentially cause us some sleep-related issues?
Yeah, good question. Yes, both conditions can. If you're hypo or low thyroid, that is known to also cause insomnia. And the reason for that is we do have thyroid receptors in our brain, which then influences the brain chemistry or the neurotransmitters. For example, thyroid will help stimulate the production of serotonin, which is the hormone which keeps your brain more calm. On the other hand, yes, hyperthyroidism, where the thyroid's too high, that's going to cause an overstimulating effect on the brain and nervous system. And one of the symptoms is certainly insomnia.
Dr. Stengler, obviously we're going to have events in our life that is going to cause some of those issues where we're worried or we have the fight or flight response. But how long should that generally go on before we're alerted that this could be a potential issue that we're going to need to do something about it?
Yeah, good question. I mean, if you start going more than 5 to 7 days where your sleep is really disturbed from stress, then really something that should be treated. Now, not necessarily with pharmaceuticals, with natural approaches, in my opinion, but it's something you need to get on, because one of the problems is that the sleep cycle starts to get off kilter, so to speak, and you wait too long, it makes it more difficult to recover from it, because you start imbalancing other systems, messaging systems in the body. So you start causing imbalance in the stress hormone system, the adrenal glands. You get adrenal dysfunction occurring when you're not sleeping properly for, you know, days on end. And so all the different systems of the body can start getting thrown off, and it makes it harder to treat the person. I find with a lot of my patients, the spouses often are causing sleep problems.
Right.
You know, untreated snoring, untreated sleep apnea, getting up frequently, go to the bathroom. So, you know, often we got to make recommendations for the spouses to help the patient we're treating.
When we were in the first segment, you had mentioned a little bit of medications and how certain medications can lead to some of these sleep disturbances. Of course, we're not encouraging anybody to drink an espresso or anything like that before bed. But tell me a little bit more about that, Dr. Stengler, because I know that you've researched that category quite extensively.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's all sorts of different categories of medications that can cause sleep problems. We got cardiovascular medications, especially ones used for high blood pressure. Those can cause sleep issues. Certainly people on the medications for ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, you know, because the medications typically used are stimulants and they affect the dopamine levels in the brain. But as a side effect, you can get insomnia. People use sinus decongestants, people on corticosteroids, antihistamines. Well, they can sedate people and help them fall asleep. Usually these medications will disrupt those different stages of sleep we talked about. So people do not get a regenerative sleep. Antidepressants. Some people, antidepressants help their sleep. Other people, it throws their sleep off. So it just depends on how you react to them. But those are some of the medications to be aware of.
It's interesting how especially some of those sinus decongestants and things like that can have a different effect on certain people. I know that certain family members I have, it knocks them out. They're asleep. For me, it gives the opposite effect where it gives me tons of energy. So I wonder if it's something in our genetics that's leading to that.
Absolutely. There's this whole field, and I've taken courses on this, called pharmacogenomics. And so it's basically how our body metabolizes different substances, it could be drugs or natural products, depending on our genetics. So say someone like you, where perhaps you get, you know, almost an opposite effect. Usually genetically for that person, there's these enzyme systems in our cells in our liver called the CYP enzymes, CYP. And so probably someone like you, you're metabolizing those substances more slowly, and then they stay in the system at higher levels than normal. And then, you know, a person can be more prone to side effects.
How many hours before bed should people avoid anything with caffeine in it? I know every body is different. We talk about that. But are there recommendations you make for your patients on certain things to avoid or before bed?
Yeah, I'd say typically be around 4 hours would be, you know, a good recommendation.
Yeah, okay, 4 hours. People, I think, can live with that. And then again, making sure we're not eating a lot of sugary treats. Like, what about things when people are eating directly before bed? Is there certain things they should avoid on that? And should we be very mindful of that as well, Dr. Stengler?
Well, a good point. I mean, when people consume simple sugars before bedtime, it can cause like a stress hormone release. So people can be prone actually to like bad dreams and nightmares. Some people, when they have too much simple sugar before bedtime. So that's one thing to be aware of. Actually, what we know in most recent research, for most people, not all, most people should really avoid snacking before bedtime. Your body's designed to have to digest and metabolize food during your sleep. And so when we eat right before bedtime, we're basically doing things against the way the body's designed, activating different processes requiring energy. Well, the body should be regenerating. So for most people, unless they're prone to like low blood sugar or hypoglycemia during the night, most people should not be snacking before bed. That actually is more likely to cause sleep problems.
Yeah, I love that you covered that, because for me, I try to eat my biggest meal around lunchtime. And then I know I'm going to get in some exercise later in the afternoon, you know, in the evening. And then I'll eat something a little bit smaller because I'm thinking, gosh, I don't want to have this massive meal. So maybe my bigger meal will be at lunch. How do you eat, Dr. Stengler?
Yeah, in the mornings, I normally actually just work out in the mornings. I normally have a certain type of protein shake. I may or may not have an apple. I have lots of water. And then I have a larger meal at lunch, usually a salad, some protein, say like wild salmon, something like that. And I'd say a medium-sized dinner with my family. And then I really try in the past year or two, I've been really trying to avoid just eating after, dinner time around 6 p.m., avoiding eating foods later in the evening. And so I can notice a difference when I follow that pattern.
And then every morning you like to start out with your green tea, which is a wonderful way to start the day because you're setting yourself up. You're getting rid of those different toxins. You're packing your body full of antioxidants for the day. So that's a great way that you like to start your day, Dr. Steinberg.
Yeah, mine's kind of a semi-intermittent fasting. I mean, some people just have water only until noon. I don't do that just because I work out in the mornings, but for a lot of people who don't, I mean, they feel really good doing it. It helps maintain their weight, helps with detoxification, and so that can work really well for people too.
So when we come back, we're going to share some different nutrients that people are incorporating, whether it's our listeners or people at your clinic, to be able to share with the listeners and some do's and don'ts. So along the way, listeners, please make sure to go and visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can learn more about Dr. Mark Spangler, America's Natural Doctor, read some fantastic articles under health concerns, and share it with your friends and family. That's the best way we can do when we're trying to educate you is to be able to share this information. We'll be right back after the break, so make sure you stick around.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains suntheanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com. The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged Garlic Extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. I'm Kelly Capasola, being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, who is giving us the ins and outs of some potential disturbances in our sleep rhythms each and every night and some ways around it. Really having fun today, Dr. Stangler, covering some of this stuff. I know it's very beneficial and helpful for our listeners out there, considering the amount of people who are not getting a good night's rest. But one of the things we promised before I went to break was we were going to share some different suggestions on nutrients and supplementations that you have recommended to patients for many, many years. So where do you want to start on that?
Well, sure. I mean, the point being is I highly recommend listeners try natural products first before the medications. A lot of the prescription medications, which, we occasionally prescribe at our clinic for people really having some severe problems with insomnia, short-term use. But that's the key, short-term use, because the medications, we now know in recent years, a lot of the sleep medications, they can cause problems with delayed reactions. So if you're like driving the next day, they could cause issues. There's some association between increasing the risk of dementia, people using these types of sleep medications long term. So this is why the natural products really are what people should focus on if they need something more than just diet and exercise and stress reduction techniques.
The number one go-to that we see so many people go into the store and they're going to the internet is melatonin. Let's talk a little bit about melatonin as a standalone.
Well, melatonin, it is produced by our pineal gland in our brain. And when our eyes are exposed to darkness, we release the melatonin and helps to set the sleep cycle. And melatonin, I think it's a good product. I mean, it certainly helps a lot of people. It doesn't help everybody. And there's different ways to use melatonin. You can use it sublingually. You can use it in a capsule, a regular capsule. You can use it in a time release, depending on what's going on with the person. But it is something that, in my opinion, is a much better way to go than the pharmaceutical medications.
Right. And those pharmaceutical medications, again, can be doing the opposite effect.
Well, the sleep medications really aren't treating, you know, why you have insomnia. I mean, they're manipulating the brain chemistry, but they're not mimicking what the body would normally do for the sleep cycle. And that's why the natural products, whether it be melatonin or other products we use to help with the sleep cycle, a much better approach to get the sleep cycle reset. Now, melatonin can be used to reset the sleep cycle. You don't have to take it indefinitely. Obviously, people use it when they're going into different time zones to help reset their sleep cycle. So it's not necessarily something people have to use ongoing. They can get their sleep cycle reset, and then they don't necessarily need it.
Got it. And I think other ones we hear a lot about are lemon balm. What do you think about lemon balm or some of the other nutrients that you like to refer to?
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people, as we know, have insomnia because, let's just face it, they're not handling stress well. And so studies have shown supplements like lemon balm do work well to treat insomnia. They have done studies comparing it to some certain sleep medications, and it has been shown to be effective. And basically, supplements like lemon balm, they help to calm the brain and nervous system. And the types of oils in there, the essential oils, do have that beneficial effect. So it's a nice way to calm the brain to help get a person to sleep without making them feel like drugged or hungover the next morning.
Yeah, because that's a horrible way to feel. I mean, you want to wake up feeling refreshed, recharged, ready to go. Now, valerian root, that's the one that we hear talked about quite a bit, but people should be aware that valerian root could potentially cause some issues. And what are those issues, Dr. Stengler?
Yeah, I mean, valerian root definitely can help sedate a person. It's kind of like nature's Valium, if you will. And it can work for people, but there's a certain percent of patients where they get bad dreams from it or nightmares. And I have seen that over the years. So I often don't start with valerian with patients, but if you do use it, just realize there's a smaller percent of people. Maybe I find 5, 10% of people, they do get bad dreams from it, nightmares. And so it can be used, but just be aware of that.
Yeah, and the reason I know that is because you formulate a lot of the product. You didn't put that in that formulation. And I think that was one of the reasons why, because you wanted to create a product that most people can use. So sun-theanine, which is a branded ingredient that you put in the sleep health formula.
Yeah, well, sun-theanine is the most well-studied form of theanine, and it has the effect of a couple of things. It's calming to the brain and nervous system, which is good. And number two, there is some research showing it actually helps a person go through the different stages of sleep. So it's really a great amino acid to use before bedtime.
Right. And then you put in passion flower. Tell us about passion flower. I didn't know much about that.
Yeah, passion flower is an herbal extract naturopathic doctors have used for, last 50, 60 years. Comes from our knowledge from European herbal medicine. And passion flower, it calms the brain and nervous system, but without causing sedation. So it's a nice, gentle, what we call nervine. That means it calms the nervous system naturally.
What do you think we could leave with the listeners on this topic of sleep disturbances, or sending them on the way of being positive and feeling good that there maybe is hope out there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the key is for people who are experiencing sleep problems, if it's been short-term, it's been a long-term problem, know that it's critical that you really focus in on getting your sleep on track. I mean, to feel good, to prevent disease, to treat disease, you have to have a good sleep cycle. There's just no way you can be in balance if you have sleep issues. That being said, while medications are an option, they really were designed just for short-term use. And so you should really work with a provider to use the proper diet and lifestyle stress reduction techniques. And then the supplements we've been talking about, which really are quite non-toxic and work for a very high percentage of people. use the supplements until you get your sleep cycle balanced out. You don't have the risks with them, and they can certainly help to reset that natural circadian rhythm, which, you know, is off. But that being said, always be aware of what the root causes of your insomnia are. Is it because you're not handling stress well? You're not eating well? Are you looking at electronics before bedtime? You got to address all the root factors as to why you're having sleep problems.
I love that, the way you put that, Dr. Stengler, because I think that really speaks to so many people out there who have had these challenges. Has there been any research on how quickly we should try to fall asleep when our head hits the pillow?
I mean, that's a good question. I haven't seen specifics on that. I think, you know, for most people, normal would be 5 to 15 minutes. If you're one of these people where an hour later, you're still looking at the ceiling, then I think, you know, you got some imbalances with your sleep.
But again, appreciate you, Dr. Stengler, always working so hard to educate our audience and to make sure that we're sharing with them cutting edge, up-to-date information. We're not looking at things from 5 years ago. We're talking about the ins and outs of our health in today's modern world. Again, listeners, go and visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Listen to our past programs. They're all titled properly, so you can check them out at your leisure. Share with your friends and family about the program if you think they can get value out of it. Dr. Stengler, thank you as always for this great information.
Oh, thank you, Kelly, and may God bless you and the listeners.
Absolutely, and we hope they have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.